Hey, Corey, can you just describe what tonight was like for you? And did you have any inclination you were going to wind up with the Browns?
I kind of did when they kept on trading back. I felt like, you know, they were going to get a receiver, but I didn't know who. So I kind of figured that, and I'm just happy. You know, I'm ready to roll.
What were your impressions of the Browns specifically when you came here for a visit?
Man, I like it, man. They're building. You know, they want to be great. I want to be great. And, you know, they're doing stuff that other people are not doing. You know, they're making big moves.
Obviously, when they took you, you were the first receiver in this class taken. What's your reaction to that? And what do you think gave you that distinction? What do you think separates you from the other guys?
Like I said before, I feel like I can do a little bit of everything. I can play inside, I can play outside. You know, that helps me out a lot. And, you know, my film, I had a really good film. I produce, I'm really competitive, and I just want to win.
Yeah, I see you're majoring in kinesiology. Have you changed your body rhythm or your running style since you began studying that?
No, sir, not at all. You know, I just really stretch a lot and really just do the things I need to do before I can be at my best by eating right, sleeping right.
Hey, the Browns said that you play bigger than your size. Do you agree with that, and how are you able to do that?
I do agree with that. You know, everyone thinks I'm like 6'3 or something like that. I'm measuring 5'11. And, you know, I'm just really passionate about football. So when it's up in the air, you know, I just go up and get it, try my best. And then I play with physicality. I'm real physical, you know, and I feel like that's what they mean when they say that.
Corey, can you just tell us who called you on the phone? What did Coach Jackson say to you? What did Sashi say to you? Did Mr. Haslam get on the phone? What happened tonight?
Man, my eyes just got big when they called. I didn't know how to number. They called me, and I answered. They're like, you ready to roll? So I'm here, I'm ready to rock, you know. They asked me, did you work out today? I said, yeah, y'all have my heart over here beating. That's a workout.
Corey, can you talk about what your pre-draft involvement or connection was with RG3? You know, how well do you know him? Did he know that the Browns were seriously considering drafting you? Have you had conversations recently about all this?
No, not at all. I don't think he had no idea. You know, I wasn't there with RG3. I was just coming in. I used to come in the games because I was getting recruited by Baylor. I watch him play, man. Dude's fantastic. He's a great player and a great person. I respect him a lot.
Corey, your godfather, Ray Crockett, have you spoken with him? Have you talked to him since being drafted? And what was the experience like with him going into the draft?
You know, he was just telling me to be patient, you know, don't get nervous, enjoy it and stuff like that. I haven't talked to him. I know he just texted me. I'm going to hit him back after I get done with everything.
Corey, so many great receivers have come out of the draft in the last couple of years. Is there a receiver currently in the NFL that you compare yourself to, or style-wise, or try to emulate?
Definitely. You know, I look up to Antonio Brown and Steve Smith. I got a lot of respect for their game and the way they play with the passion and stuff like that.
Corey, some of the analysts were saying that, you know, you don't really have a lot of the full route tree on film. Would you agree with that? I mean, is route running something that you're really going to have to focus on and learn more about at the next level?
You know, I'm always going to have to get better in everything I do, but I don't think it's going to be a main thing. I ran NFL routes out of high school. I came to Baylor, you know, I had to make adjustment, still ran routes. And then when I go to NFL, I'm going to have to make adjustment and figure out everything all over again. It's a process.
Have you ever met Josh Gordon? Do you know him? Did you ever watch, you know, any of his film down there? What are your thoughts on him? And do you, you know, have any feeling or thought about him possibly also coming back to this team at some point?
You know, I do know Josh. He played for Baylor. Like I said, when I used to come up there, I used to watch him and RG3 and Kendall Wright and all them. And, you know, he's phenomenal. He's a great player.